USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted he's delaying for 2 weeks the deportation raids that were scheduled in about 10 U.S. cities. He says he'll wait to see if Democrats and Republicans can work out a solution to problems at the southern border. And he says if they can't, deportations will begin. Three administration officials told the Associated Press that the operation had been canceled because details had been leaked to the media. The president also says he'll be Iran's best friend if it renounces nuclear weapons. Before leaving the White House for Camp David, he said he's imposing more sanctions and that military operations are still on the table.
If the leadership of Iran behaves badly, then it's going to be a very, very bad day for them.
He says, I'm neither a hawk nor a dove, but a man with common sense. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump is fending off accusations of sexual misconduct again. A New York-based advice columnist claims the president sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at a Manhattan department store in the 1990s. The first-person account was published in New York Magazine.
I have no idea who she is. What she did is terrible. What's going on? So it's a total false accusation, and I don't know anything about her.
The president said, I have never met this person in my life, although the magazine shows an earlier photo of them together. E. Jean Carroll writes, the then real estate mogul pushed her up against a dressing room wall and forced himself on her. A team of federal crash investigators are in Hawaii to figure out why a plane carrying skydivers crashed, killing 11 people.
Air 1, assist Battalion 4, Battalion 5 with a downed aircraft. This is near Mukulini Beach Park on B-5 Stack 3 at 1841.
The audio from Broadcastify.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A popular resort in the Dominican Republic is taking action after a bunch of people died under suspicious circumstances. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Hard Rock Hotel in the Dominican Republic is removing all liquor dispensers and guest room minibars after a string of suspicious deaths and illnesses in the past year at the Dominican Republic resort. That's according to hotel management. Now, regarding some of these deaths, former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams tells Fox News how he would handle the investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of and what is causing or precipitating the illnesses there.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law banning the practice, and New Mexico's governor has signed a new law banning the contests as well. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.